This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The mayor of Atlanta is ordering immediate police reforms after the fatal shooting of a black man by a white police officer. The shooting sparked further outrage over the deaths of African Americans at the hands of law enforcement. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Atlanta police body and dash cameras recorded the final moments of Rashad Brooks' life. Brooks was shot in the back and killed as he ran away after struggling with officers and seized a stun gun from one of them. At a news conference with tearful family members, Brooks' niece, Chastity Evans, said police should have shown more compassion.
No one walking this green earth expects to be shot and killed like trash in the street or falling asleep in a drive-thru.
Thousands of protesters marched on Georgia's Capitol. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she's issuing a series of orders to work with the police department to immediately adopt new use of force policies.
This is the beginning.
I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Supreme Court has given gay, lesbian, and transgender workers a big win. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The conservative court ruled 6-3 that the Civil Rights Act protects LGBT people from workplace discrimination.
As I read those first few words, my heart stopped.
Gay government worker Gerald Bostick's lawsuit was one of three the high court decided.
Really think I went into a moment of shock.
The ruling's a defeat not just for the employers, but for the Trump administration, which argued the Civil Rights Act's plain wording compelled a ruling for employers. Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch wrote the court's opinion, and the president says he accepts it.
A very powerful decision, actually.
Which is expected to have a big impact on the nation's roughly 8.1 million LGBT workers, since most states do not protect them from job discrimination. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Asian markets are soaring Tuesday following a late rally Monday on Wall Street. This is V.